Good morning, everybody. I am Chris Cage here in the command center back in Lockport, and I am bringing in Eric Cook, the smiling guy down in Lockport Day in Florida. How's it looking down there, Eric?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Everything is looking good. We have a flurry of activity down here at the Port Charlotte Moose Lodge. We're back in the Tiki Bar. It's a really beautiful, beautiful facility. We'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors this morning, Niagara Heartland RV and Resort, Mills Jewelers, Niagara Implements, K.S. Roth Insurance, M.H. White Roofing and Siding, Watts Brothers, Calderon Insurance, and Family Pharmacy Plus for bringing this program to you. We're going to be checking in with you here intermittently as the everybody's starting to get the things set up here, and I've got my spot to start the live remote shortly, and we'll start talking to some folks as they wander in. We got maybe a dozen people are here so far setting things up, and it certainly is a beautiful day. It's just a nice light breeze, maybe 70 degrees, and they got the horseshoe pits all set up and nice fresh pot of coffee on, so we're going to be having a lot of fun here this morning, I think.
Sure sounds that way, and that 70-degree day sounds like it's tough to take.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's tough. Plus, you know, it's been... They got the ceiling fans going, so there's a nice little breeze underneath the tiki bar here. And when we say tiki bar, it's really like the size of a pole barn.
Wow.
It's pretty massive. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 television sets and seating for a few hundred anyways. So it's looking pretty darn nice, and we're going to...
Definitely sounds like you're roughing it down there right now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough gig, Chris, but somebody's got to do it, and
why not you, right?
Okay. That's right. So we'll be checking in with you here in the next few minutes. I'm going to get the remote stuff set up, and we're going to get some folks showing up here, and we'll be talking to you in just a short while, okay?
Sounds good. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right.
Live from the Port Charlotte Moose Lodge, this is Eric Cook, your smiling and barefoot guy, signing off for now.
Good morning, everybody. I am Chris Cage. I'm getting joined on location on Lockport Day in Florida by Eric Cook, the smiling guy. Eric, how we doing?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, all. We are having a good time here. Everybody's getting all set up. There's a few people starting to wander in. They haven't quite got the event started yet, but it sure is looking good. They're off to a strong start. And while we're here, I want to just mention our sponsors real quick. Niagara Heartland RV Resort, Mills Jewelers, Niagara Implement, K.S. Roth Insurance, M.H. White's Roofing and Siding, Watts Brothers Electric, Calderon Insurance, and Family Pharmacy Plus. So as the event starts to happen, we're going to be checking in with you every few minutes. I'm going to find some folks that are from our area, and they're going to be glad to tell us about their connection to Lockport in Western New York. And we're going to have a really nice time down here. It's sunny and about 72 degrees, a nice little draft. The sun is shining. Birds are singing. It's going to be a glorious day. So back to you, Chris, and now I'll check in with you in just a couple of minutes.
Sounds good, Eric. Look forward to hearing from you. And with that, we're going to send it back to our regularly scheduled program. We'll check in with Eric a little bit later on. Hometown 1340, WLPL. And we are going to check back in with Eric Cook out in Florida on Lockport Day in Florida. Eric, how we doing down there?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody. We're having a great time down here. They're starting to get the festivities set up, but I thought while we're waiting for the crowds to show up, I might give a little bit of a history on the Lockport Day down here. So this year is going to mark the 47th anniversary. In 1975, the Charles Steiners began the affair by sending postcards to friends and inviting them to a potluck picnic they were hosting. Surprisingly, 115 people showed up, and thus it began. Early on, Kemmelwick rolls were obtained from the north for beef on wick sandwiches. Doing that kind of became a hassle, and the buffets of previous years began. After the Steiners came Charlie and Bernie Winters, chairing the event in the Largo area. Those were some of the largest parties, as over 400 people would be in attendance. One venue remembered by Lynn Foote was the Kapok Tree, a lavish place, much like Salvatore's in Amherst. That facility was on the water, and Dick McFarland and Pete Hayes actually arrived in their boats. When the Winters no longer hosted the party, Dave, Mary Grace, and Lynn Foote took the job and moved the party to Fort Myers. One year was held at the convention hall downtown, and then a smaller hall on the river in Fort Myers River District. In those years, before computers, 1,200-plus letters were mailed out to spread the word. Actual envelope-stuffing parties were held to get the group of helpers together for the job. One couple remembered for being involved was Bob Minlander and Babe Sullivan, among others. The computer certainly streamlined that process. Next to reducing cost, it was moved to the Shell factory in North Fort Myers for a few years, which was when Paul and Lorraine Thomas took over the job. After a couple of years, the Shell factory, the Thomases moved it to the Port Charlotte Moose, which worked out even better for the group. Anna Pizzella took charge for a year or two, followed by John Garvey and Mike Walker. John and Mike chaired the event for several years, doing a great job at the Moose, but they decided 2019 was going to be their last. When no one else stepped up to the plate, Dave Foote and Mary Kay Allen decided to keep the party going and move the party once again to the Tiki Hut of the Moose Club. The party has been simplified somewhat by going back to a picnic setting, something like those in 1975 when the Steiners were in charge. Dave and Mary Kay were your hosts, along with the help from the committee of Nancy Eglin, Brad and Junie Irk, Carol Restivo, Sherry Foote Stewart, and Jerry Zeno. A comment box was provided, and many positive notes in support for the outdoor simplified picnic were received. To bring the story up to date, we have included that there was no 2021 Lockport Day in Florida because of COVID. It was decided not to hold the party for fear of having a super spreader. Now there's a word we never need to use or become familiar with. Ha! Huh? The 2022 party plan was a bit uncertain at first, but we were lucky that the pandemic greatly subsided, so we're here to enjoy the open air and to reconnect. Sadly, our numbers have diminished somewhat due to critical level, whereas we have decided if 2023 is a possibility. As we are all aware, many of our old-timers have passed or perhaps quit traveling, not to be replaced by many younger folks. So we hope that everyone will enjoy this event today. And that, of course, is from Dave Foote and Mary Kay Allen and the committee. So we're now still waiting for folks to come in. I see they have the table set up for arrivals, and a few folks have got their name tags on and kind of making the rounds, getting to know each other a little bit. And in the next few minutes, we'll see if we can get some folks up here to talk about their experience and their history with Lockport and Niagara County. So for WLVL, this is Eric Cook, your smiling barefoot guy, signing off for the next few minutes. And back to you, Chris Cage.
Thanks, Eric. We look forward to hearing from you and hopefully from a whole slew of local Lockportians and Niagara County residents down there in sunny, gorgeous, warm Florida. And we'll check in with you in a little bit. Good morning. You are listening to WLVL 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide, WLVL.com. We are checking in with Eric Cook, who is down in sunny, gorgeous Florida. And I believe he found someone for us to talk to. What's going on, Eric?
I did. Good morning, Chris. Yes, we're down here at the Port Charlotte Moose Lodge, the Tiki Club out back. And I've been walking around visiting a few folks from back up north. And I just happened to run into a former county legislator, Brad Irk. Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
Eric, doing pretty well. Thank you. The weather's beautiful. The weather is absolutely beautiful. Hopefully, we're going to enjoy a wonderful day. And the problem is the herd is thinning, and the crowd is not like it used to be. I first came to Lockport Days about 22 years ago, and we had at the Shell factory in North Fort Myers, and we had over 400 people. But, of course, as retirees left and people moved back home and other extenuating circumstances, we took a big hit from COVID. As a result of that, I think we're down to less than 100 now.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. But the folks are still rolling in, though. I see cars pulling in the sidewalk there. Well, they're not running on the sidewalk yet, but they might be later.
They're not going to serve dinner until around 12:30, so another hour. And then
okay.
And then, of course, the sound system, they roll up about 2 o'clock, 2:30, and then a lot of people don't come for dinner, and they come for that.
Oh, for Dancing with DJ George, right?
DJ George,
going to be down there this year?
He's an institution here at Lockport Days.
Sure, we're looking forward to that. So tell me your history with the with this event. You've been in on committees, and
well,
you've
I just
been
started
involved.
When Dave Foote took it over, who's a very good friend of mine, I told him I would help and assist him in any way possible. We came up with a couple different ideas to try to get more crowd, get more
sure.
increase the population. We even tried to maybe entice people from the villages to come, but that didn't work.
How far of a drive is that from here?
It's about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a hike for some folks.
I drove an hour and some hour and 10 minutes to come here. From Naples.
Okay.
And it was significant because, you got 75, which is...
A nightmare.
Could be the biggest parking lot in the world.
That's what I was thinking.
Like it was Sunday. I was on the road for 2 hours and didn't move any more than an inch. There was a chemical spill, so they shut the road down.
Sure.
So, as my wife says, it is what it is.
You have to take things with a grain of salt. Just can't get too upset about anything because there's nothing we can do about it anyways.
It isn't. I just listen to some music and relax. And,
that's right.
While people were standing up looking
at
the top of their cars and that. So anyway, I'd like to give a couple shout-outs. One to a good friend of mine and my former clerk, Paul Oates, who is now city clerk.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and he was a former employee of WLVL.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, I think he probably got dismissed, but he says he left voluntarily, but that's something for debate.
I have no idea.
Yeah. And also Mayor Roman.
Right.
Sure.
She's
doing a wonderful job. I talked to her this morning, and... she is doing a veterans memorial for the fallen in Outwater Park, which I think is a great project.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm with the Vietnam vets, and we're going to try to do something to help her, maybe
very
financially.
Good. Very good, yeah. Maybe you can give us some more information on that later, and we can maybe do a story on that and get some public support.
Yeah, I'll share the email that that she sent me. Maybe
okay.
We could talk about that.
Sure, that would be great. All right, well, Chris, we're joined here by... former county assemblyman Brad Urk. And anybody else you want to say hello to, Brad?
No, just everybody back home. Just stay safe and stay healthy.
Very good. Well, we got a couple more folks that are lined up to say hello here in the not too distant future, and we're looking forward to that. We got John Garvey's going to be coming up and saying hello in just a couple of minutes, and he's got some stories to tell. So I'm going to give it back to you, Chris, and then we'll come back on. And, oh, wait a minute. Here comes John. Do we have time?
We sure do.
All right. Oh, this guy's a... This is a hoot. All right. Well, we are on the line here with our new good friend, John Garvey. And he wants
Glad
to
be
say
here.
Hello.
How's everybody? Quick shout-out to everybody back home. We got great weather again down here. Dave's doing a great job keeping the tradition going. You know, last year we couldn't come down because of the COVID, you know.
Right.
But he's doing a good job. I don't have the time to run it anymore. But
right. How many years were you involved with this,
I think
John?
I did it for 6 or 7. I can't remember.
Quite a commitment that you did. You had a nice committee helping you out, or did you do it solo?
Yeah, we had a lot of volunteers. You know, Joanne Horn.
Yeah. Let me know who helped us.
Who else helped? Joanne, Brad, and Judy, Irk. Brian Beekman and his wife, Sharon, they helped out. Lee Horn, God bless him. He passed away a couple months ago.
Yeah, I heard.
A quick shout-out I want to do before I forget today is my mom's 89th birthday. I want to say happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, God bless her. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yep. So it's great time. Great time to be here. I got some other people I talked to that moved down. A lot of people moving down here from Lockport.
Sure.
So, Freddie White will be down here.
And, nice.
Dave Keggles is down here. A lot of people, a lot of good old friends.
Keggles is here?
Yep, Dave's here. He lives right up the road in Venice. So
no kidding. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah. So, It's great. I hope we get a good turnout. The weather's been great.
Yeah,
I mean, this has been a exceptionally warm.
Yeah, they're trickling in pretty steady here, and who else? Do you want to say hello to somebody else at home?
Got some friends. I got my brother Walt. I hope he's listening. You know, my mom's probably listening. I don't know if my girls are listening. I got one daughter living in Rochester, one in Buffalo.
Well, and, thanks to WMBL.com, they can listen anywhere around the world.
Yeah, they can. They can. But like I said, we got great weather. I'm hoping to see a lot more people come. I haven't been here last year because of the COVID, like we said.
Sure.
So it's going to be interesting to see if we get a lot of new people. And when Elaine ran it, when I took over, we were getting anywhere from 300 to 400 people.
Sure.
And, a lot of people have passed since then. You know, God bless them all, too.
Amen.
May they rest in peace. So, but hopefully we get start getting some newer retiree or younger crowd down here and try to build this back up to where we have 300-400 people again.
I think it can be done, John. It's just a matter of recuperating from the COVID and everybody getting their shoes back on as far as being steady on their feet and being confident and be able to come back out to events like this again.
It's great.
Dick
Green still...
He's still my boss.
I want to say thanks, Dick, for sending him down here. You've always been great with me on sending the radio down here.
Yep.
I used to do the show a couple years I did it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But
he made sure I got
work.
The flight that gave us free peanuts.
Oh.
So I'm pretty pleased with that.
It's really been great. I just was up to, I don't know how I found the time to work. Because I just got no free time being retired. I don't know how I ever found the time to work.
Now, are you a GM Harrison?
GM Harrison, yep.
How many years did you put in there?
I had 33 years.
33 years of service at GM. God bless your soul. Is that in the Lockport facility?
I left Lockport. I left Lockport in 2001. I went out with the International Union, UAW, on the road for, I was organizing, helping those people that needed to get a union contract and get better working conditions. And then I ended up actually retiring out of the Tonawanda engine plant.
Very
GM
good.
Plant there. But
boy,
like
a lot
I said,
of years
you never
of service.
Have time. But the best thing about it is, like my wife asked me yesterday, she says, what are you going to do today? I said, nothing. She said, you did that yesterday. I said, I wasn't finished.
I still got more to do.
Absolutely.
How many years have you been retired?
I retired in 2010. So
got a good run going
12
here.
12 years so far.
Of,
God willing, God willing. Nothing. You know, I had the accident 5 years ago. Well, it was 4 years ago where I almost didn't make it. I was in the hospital 42 days.
No kidding. Was it an automobile accident?
Head on, right on Traster Road. Went up at Christmas time 4 years ago to visit my mom and kids and got cut off in the traffic and ended up getting hit a head-on collision. I was 42 days in ECMC. And thank you all up there because that's a great facility for trauma.
ECMC is the finest facility.
We got a great community up there. A lot of people, and like with UAW up there, they get truly involved in the community up
there.
So I want to say hi to, Gordy Fletcher and all them guys up there from the local Union 686. So there's just so many people to say hello to. Sometimes you can't remember all
That's right. Well, you can always come back and say hello again later because we're going to be here for a little while, John, and we're going to see if we can get Mary Kay and
get Dave,
to come over here and say hello. Dave was a little shy.
Get used to it. So
he might come over.
But again, Dick, thanks for sending your host down, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks you an awful lot, John. I sure do appreciate it.
All right, Aaron.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to give it back to you for just a few minutes here, but I want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors this morning, Family Pharmacy Plus, Calderon Insurance, Watts Brothers Electric, MH White Roofing and Siding, KS Roth Insurance, Niagara Implements, Mills Jewelers, and Niagara Heartland RV and Resort for bringing this program to you this morning. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with some more folks to talk to down here at the lovely Tiki Bar at the Port Charlotte Moose Lodge. Back to you, Chris Cage.
Thanks, Eric. It sounds like you guys are having a great time down there, and try not to have too much fun without us. But with that, we'll get back to our regularly scheduled program. We'll check in with Eric a little bit later on.
Hometown 1340, WLBL.
And we are going to go right back out to Florida to check in on Lockport Days with Eric Cook. I believe he has found a whole plethora of people that want to talk to him. So, Eric, what do you got for us?
Oh, good morning, Chris. Yeah, we're down here at the Port Charlotte Moose Lodge in the Tiki Bar out back, and we are joined by our friends Al and Marilyn Fairhan. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. How are you?
So I understand you two are celebrating how many years of marriage?
Going on 56.
That's a darn good start. What's your secret, Al?
Well, I had to do. I had to be a yes man all my life.
Yep.
Yes, oh. Honey.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was telling the listeners a while ago, my aunt and uncle are celebrating 75 years.
Wow.
And it's hard to do this over the radio, but when we asked him his secret of marriage, he just made the little sign of a zipper going across his lips.
Well.
And 75 years later, they're doing just fine.
They probably outlawed zippers by then when we got married. So it's we got married at 18, and we both lived. She lived in Cambria, and I lived in Lockport, was born in Lockport. And,
oh, very good.
And we moved out in 04. We bought a motorhome and traveled for 11 years, and we did a lot of work camping. And then we bought a house in Indiana, in Anderson, Indiana. And all my kids moved out, and they all have businesses now that they're doing very well at.
Very good. So they're still in Indiana, or?
Oh yeah, all my family. Two of the girls. My son lives in Brunswick, Georgia, and he's got a good job. He works for the ATF.
Oh, very good, Marion. How many kids do you have altogether?
Three.
Three. Very good.
Trick question.
It was. How did you know? So are you a GM retiree too?
Yeah,
or?
I retired in October of 1999. So
October
it's
of 99.
Been 23 years I've been retired.
Oh, life is good then.
But I still, I still putt around. I still work for my daughter. And I've worked, even though I retired, I worked all along. Even today, I am still working.
You know, you got to stay busy, don't you?
But yeah, but I work 6 months back in Indiana for my daughter. And
okay.
Then I come down here in Florida for the nice weather for 6 months. I can't, when you get old like us, it's the weather kind of, the cold weather kind of hurts.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm not even that old yet, and I'm feeling it at the ripe old age of 57.
Yeah.
So you got some folks you'd like to say hello to back north.
Yeah, we like to say hi to Peggy Mulcahy, Marilyn's sister, and
okay.
Cindy, her other sister, lives in Medina, and Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives in Lockport. Mary Lou lives in Lockport also, And maybe even my brother, who lives in Tennessee now, I like to say hi to him. But, there's a lot of folks back home. We still have a lot of relation back there. But we enjoy Indiana because of our kids being there.
Sure.
Now we have a great grandchild.
Really?
I mean, that's our first one. And we really enjoy that. She's just something. It's unbelievable.
Isn't that fun? She's 2 years old already.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about being a great-grandma, Marilyn.
Oh, man, that's a life. That's what you live for.
Yeah, I know. I have 5 grandchildren myself, and they're all too little to be giving me great-grandchildren yet. The oldest one is 7. But, boy, they sure are fun. I have a lot of fun with them, get them all sugared up and running around the house, and then I give them back to their mom and dad.
That's the secret.
It is the secret.
It is.
Yep, all the things that we went through raising those children. It is a grandparents' revenge, and it's so sweet it is.
So sweet. I love it when they call and say, what am I going to do? This is too much work. Oh, well.
That's
suck
right.
It up.
Grin and bear it. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yep. We're here with our nephew and our niece, Kirk Starkweather.
Kirk's here.
Yeah, Kirk's
I know
here.
Kirk.
And so is
Darlene.
Oh, very
and,
good.
They come down to visit us. We went...
Oh, please do,
We went fishing yesterday on a charter, and Marilyn, she caught 2 sharks. I caught 1, and so we had a pretty good day out there fishing, plus a lot of other different type of fish, but it was a great
day.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah. So
very,
we enjoyed
very
it.
Very good.
We're all sunburned. I'm sending him over.
What's that?
I'll send Kirk over.
Okay, good. Well, we'd love to talk to him.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, listen, thank you, Marilyn and Al, and we're going to talk to you soon. Chris, I'm going to go round up some more folks here after the 11:30 break, and we're going to interview some more folks and have a great time. This place is starting to fill up here, and it's becoming quite festive. So until then, from the WLVL hotline, this is Eric Cook, your smiling barefoot guy here in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Sounds good, Eric. Thank you. And we're going to send it back to the tail end of the DJ V show, and then we're going to get into Niagara News Minute with Hank and do a quick stop. So then we'll check back in with Eric shortly after that, and we look forward to hearing back from you, Eric. And welcome back to WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide, WLVL.com. I am Chris Cage, and we're going to send it back out to sunny, gorgeous Florida to Eric Cook, who is live from Lockport Days. Eric, how are we doing this morning?
That's right, Chris. Good morning, everyone. I'm smiling and barefoot down here in sunny Florida, and I've ran into an old friend, Bob Felton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, great. So how many years have you been coming to this event, Bob?
I think we've been coming here for about 8 years now.
8 years. That's great. So we just missed the one because of the plague.
Yeah, because of the COVID, yeah.
Yep. So do you live here now, or are you just
visiting? Yeah, we live in Parrish, Florida now. We moved down here 8 years ago.
Very good. So what did you do when you were in Lockport?
I worked for Harrison's, and then I worked part-time for Advance after that.
Okay, Advance Auto. Driving around. That's what you were talking about earlier when you said you were driving around.
Parts, yeah.
Good. Well, how many friends and family would you like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to all my friends. You always like to say hi to John Willis. I'm quite sure he might be listening. But hi, John. And say to the rest of my friends up in New York, if anybody's listening, hi. Enjoy shoveling snow.
Oh, Bob, that was harsh.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
But, gosh, so you're here with...
my wife and my friend of mine, Jimmy Moreland, and his wife, Shirley, and Jimmy Dagler, and Earl Plummer. And like I say, we're down here just enjoying a day, you know.
That's quite a crew you got here.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Now, where did you say you live down here now?
Parish.
Now, how far is that from Port Charlotte?
About an hour and a half, about an hour and 15 minutes north. It's just outside of Bradenton, north of Sarasota.
That's nice. Yeah. Good. Do you have any other family down here? Any family up north you want to say?
No. Just maybe my sister, Marcia, but I don't think she'll be listening anyway, but I'll say hi to her anyway.
In case. You never know. Yeah. We have WLVL.com
now. My sister, Sharon,
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But, and like I say, we're enjoying life down here. It's
What's your favorite pastime now that you're into retirement since 1999?
Get out and ride my motorcycle, work around the yard and all that. But get to ride the motorcycle a lot down here, and we do.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
But
you just got to watch out for the other crazy New Yorkers that you're driving around down here, right?
Yeah, I just hate to see what it's going to cost to drive back up to New York this year.
Yeah, do you come up every year for a visit?
Yeah, come up every summer. We stay at the Niagara Heartland Campgrounds. And
oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's one of our sponsors.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah.
Now I know where my money's going.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, Charlie. Yeah.
And
the crew,
If Charlie's listening, hi, Charlie.
I'm sure he is listening. And I have a spot there myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, my wife and I have been there for several years now.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
Since we like to patronize our sponsors.
Alrighty.
Make sure we keep the lights on at WLVL.
Got to keep something going.
That's right. All right, Bob, any final thoughts?
That's it,
All right, well,
everybody enjoy themselves up in New York.
Very good.
Instead of being warm down here.
It sure is. All right, well, that's our new friend, Bob Felton, and... we've got some more folks coming up to say hi in just a couple of minutes, Chris. And so I'm going to put you back into the programming, and we'll check in just a few more minutes here. Eric Cook signing out for now from Port Charlotte Moose Lodge.
Sounds good, Eric. Thank you. And we're going to get you guys right back into the DJV show on our regularly scheduled programming. And we're going to head back out to Florida to check in with Eric Cook. He's found a couple more local people down there to check in with and tell us some stories. What's going on, Eric?
Well, thank you, Chris. We're the party's picking up here pretty good. We're getting some nice folks down here. And we have some fellow Newfanians. They just live down the road from me a piece. And we have Kirk and Darlene Starkweather. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey. So how many years you folks been coming down here?
Four.
Four?
I think it's the third. Third year, I believe.
Third year? Okay. Yeah. And you have some friends and family down here?
Yep. My Uncle Lyle and Aunt Merlin Verhein.
Oh, I was just talking to them a minute ago.
Yep. And that's who enticed us to get over here and say hi.
Well, we're grateful.
Yeah.
So how long are you down here for, Darlene?
We're only here till Thursday. That'll be the end of our week.
End of the week. Then back to Newfane, back to work.
Back to the grind.
Yeah.
And the snow.
Yeah, I was just talking to some folks up there. I guess it's about 30 degrees and slushy. And
a lot of wind, we hear.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of trees down.
Yep. Yep, a lot of trees, a lot of shingles, a lot of trees on houses, on shingles.
Yeah. Well, it's a job security for you, Kirk.
Yeah, it seems like every time we go away that happens, so don't be mad at me next time I leave and something else happens.
Yeah, that's right. It's called job security.
And for me, it's job security for both my jobs.
It is, yes. Both the insurance company.
Yep, Porter Agency and Kirk Stark Weather Construction. I get it.
That's
on both
right.
Ends.
So, yeah, Sue Porter's. I hope they're listening this morning.
I know. I hope. Well, maybe they are. I'm not sure. Sometimes we have the music on, not always.
Right.
Yep. Shout out, girls, if you're there. Hi. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It feels great.
You got clients here, too.
I have clients here, yeah. There's a couple people here from Gasport.
Who else here from Gasport?
You're going to ask me names now.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to divulge proprietary information.
That might be. There might be some HIPAA law about that.
I don't know. So, who else would you like to say hello back to in Niagara County?
Well, nobody's probably listening, but except Amy Lobzowski. Hey, Amy, I'm in Florida. I'm sunburned. I'm going to have to come home for a home remedy.
You do have a nice tan. I'm not kidding you there.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
Have you done any fishing, Kirk?
That's why she's sunburned. We were on the boat all day yesterday, yes.
What'd you catch?
A sunburn. Some sharks. We caught some sharks and some trout and some ladyfish.
Oh, that's
a jackfish, whose name was Bob. Yeah, he wasn't too happy being called Jack. So, but yeah, we had a blast.
That's great.
Beautiful day, beautiful weather. Aunt Marilyn caught a big shark, and she's having it mounted. So yeah, she's tickled.
Her wow, first big enough fish. To have it mounted.
Well, we won't say that, but it was her first big fish.
It was a big enough fish, and it took her all around the whole boat. And the whole time she said, I can't. And our captain, Chris, said, but you are doing it.
But you are. That's
you
great.
Darlene caught a nice big red fish. Unfortunately, before we got the picture, she threw him back in the water.
I didn't mean to.
I looked and I heard thunk, and I saw the poor fish bounce off the side of the boat.
Oh.
He jumped right out of her hands.
Did he really?
He did. And I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah.
They're strong, aren't they?
They are strong, yeah. He was the first fish and the biggest fish, so I would have won twice, but he got away.
Oh, boogers.
And there's my fish story.
All right. How about your fish story?
I don't have none that I can tell. I caught all mine.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's
you
a fish story.
Got any good eating going on or throw them back?
No, we got some that we're going to eat tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
So we're going to be eating them guys tomorrow. So, yep, absolutely. That's my fish tale.
That's good.
I had fun watching everybody else catch fish.
Now, is your crew listening up there? They're still working, right?
They better be. Yes, they're still working. Yeah, all the guys are out and about. We've had a lot of emergencies, but, we're getting them as we can.
That's right.
The best we can do. Unfortunately, we're shorthanded. So anybody need a job, call me.
That seems to be going around, especially in the trades.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's, nobody wants to
work
here.
What a great, great job. It pays well. You work with your hands. And you don't go into debt learning how to do it.
That's right.
As if you would, going absolutely. To get a degree in philosophy.
Unfortunately, the workforce isn't there anymore.
Well, hopefully this next generation of kids coming up, I have some faith in this next generation.
Good.
As I teach them the music in my music store.
Right.
There are some really bright kids coming through that are willing to work with their hands.
Awesome.
Give me their names.
Yeah.
I'll go to their house tomorrow or Thursday.
They're a little bit young to be going into the trades yet. But the jobs are going to, I think they're going to get fulfilled in the next couple of years. There's going to be some good, strong young men that are smart.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Hopefully I'm still alive and able to.
Okay. Chris, how are we doing for time?
We have to send it to a quick break, and then we can check back in with you guys in a little bit.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, this is Eric Cook signing out for just a moment. I'm still smiling and barefoot down here in Port Charles, and we'll check in with you in just a few minutes.
W-L-P-L. And we're going to send it back out to Eric Cook out in Florida for Lockport Days in Florida for one last quick check-in. I believe he's found some family down there. Eric, how we doing?
Hey, good morning once more time, Chris. Yes, my aunt and my uncle, who have been kind enough to pick me up from the airport, put me up at their house, and we've been having a wonderful visit. Now, this is the aunt and the uncle. If you've listened to me on the radio before, I've been bragging about his war service and the fact that they have been married for 75 years, and this is where we came down a couple of weeks ago for our vacation. was to visit my Uncle Jack and my Aunt Jean. So good morning, Uncle Jack.
Good morning, good morning. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine. So how long have you lived in Florida now, Uncle Jack?
We've been here 31 years, actually. We come from North Tonawanda, New York, and it was amazing. We just met a couple from Lockport. He's retired from General Motors and Harrison Radiator, and his last name is Stenzel. Now, when I grew up in North Tonawanda, our family lived on Stenzel Street. And he reminded me that his ancestors, probably about 50 years ago, were probably the people that were responsible for the name of Stenzel in North Tonawanda.
Isn't that something? Kind of like Coates Road in Somerset, right?
Yeah.
Wally?
Yeah, and Wally and my niece, Corky Walker, married with Wally Coates, and they had the farm there in Somerset, and I forget how long that farm has been there, but it's been in the Coates family for years and years, and they owned most of the property that was on the lake shore there in Somerset, and one of the roads are actually named for Coates.
Isn't that something? Now, it's funny, I live on a road called Bayview, where there is neither a bay nor a view. So I don't, maybe we can change it to Cook Road or something someday.
Yeah.
So when you were in North Tonawanda, you were an electrician, right?
Yes, I was a member of Local 41 in Buffalo, New York, local IBEW, Local 41 in Buffalo, New York, and I worked there for over 40 years. And I went through the apprenticeship program. I've been a member of Local 41 IBEW for over 70 years, maybe 75 years. I'm not sure how long it's been, but I've been a long-time member.
Well, I know that you and Aunt Jean are 94 years young. Well,
94,
yep. Yep, and you've celebrated 75 years of wedded bliss here last week.
Yeah, we
2 weeks ago.
Gene just turned 94 February 16th. I turned 94 January 3rd. So yeah, we're both 94 years old and still able to take care of ourselves, take care of our house, and we get a little help once in a while. But we're doing pretty good for 94.
I would say so. Yes, when I was bragging this morning about sitting next to the pool with my feet dangling in the water, it was indeed in the backyard of my aunt and uncle's house over in West Rotundo this morning. And their house is beautiful. Their pool, the water was just right. And I'm not going to lie, I took a little dip in their pool about 4 o'clock this morning when nobody was looking. It was a wonderful thing. Well, Chris, I know you got to get back to the news here at 12, but I do want to give a shout-out to Niagara Heartland RV Resort, Mills Jewelers, Niagara Implement, RS Roth Insurance, MH Waite Roofing and Siding, Watts Brothers Electric, Calderon Insurance, and Family Pharmacy Plus. We would like to thank all of those sponsors for bringing this program to you this morning. And so I'm signing out from the Port Charles Moose Lodge Tiki Center. Hope you all have a glorious day, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow morning on Tradio.
Thank you, Eric. It was an absolute pleasure, and have a good time down there while you're still there.
All right.